Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Council voted unanimously to offer the Community Development Director position to Mitzi Baker. Baker comes from Rochester, where she worked in the Planning Department for 22 years, rising to the director position in 2014. She gave a PowerPoint presentation last night outlining her career and accomplishments. Baker essentially reported to the City of Rochester, Olmsted County, and the Transportation Board. After Baker left the room, the council discussed moving forward. Administrator Ben Mardick commented,
"I think there's an opportunity with a pretty high caliber candidate, as you heard her this evening, somebody who worked her way up in a large organization in a community that's really going through a lot of dramatic changes, a pretty substantial community. You don't work your way up in an complex organization with a number of staff without having some skills and abilities."
Councillor DeLong asked about her administrative leave and the resulting resignation early this year. Mardick commented that she was honest and forthcoming about issues within the multiple entities she worked with and the changing dynamics of the complex environment. A final background check will be done, and barring any issues, Mitzi Baker will start her new position on December 3rd. Mayor Pownell commented this morning,
"So I'm just so excited to have her on board. She's going to be a great team player for city staff. I think she's going to be, her perspectives, her values, she knows and understands Northfield." Mm-hmm. I think already there'll be key players that she'll need to get to know, but she's going to be such a tremendous asset.
Council last night praised Mardick on his process for hiring, which included key players such as those on our boards and commissions. DeLong even suggesting creating a policy based on Mardick's process for hiring. Earlier this summer, the City of Dundas spoke with the owners of the Dundas Dome regarding required work such as enhanced landscaping. Administrator John McCarthy said the submission was finally done, but the work is not complete. Some changes to grading meant changes to the plantings. Additionally, there have been issues with their parking area.
The grading below wasn't prepared properly, and they had problems with their parking lot deteriorating really fast, basically fell apart in less than a year.
Dundas Council gave them another extension to complete the work, but also asked for additional security to make sure the job's finished. The parking lot must be complete by October 1st, 2020. The dome is on Cannon Road, which was subject to an improvement project this year at a cost of $348,000. The dome owns three of the parcels and will be assessed over $30,000. A public hearing on assessments will be held November 13th at City Hall. Rice County Commissioners approved banning parking on the north side of Hester Street in Dundas between 2nd and Railway due to increased traffic at Chapel Brewing. It's a county road. Signage will be coming. And the Northfield School District implemented a flex schedule for the high school this year. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said it's the first schedule change in 41 years to the school, which gives some flex time in the middle of the day, offering options ranging from
where kids can just use the time to do their homework, to time where they can be with their friends, where they can do some de-stressing activities like little sing-along, or some very serious kinds of things like, you know, tackling issues such as mental health. And
at the end of the first quarter, they'll survey the students. So far, word in the halls is that the kids like it. News from around the state is next.